Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, what is up? What's going on, everybody? Joe, Radio 690 ADV. How is everybody doing today? Thanks for stopping in, and thanks for being part of the 690 ADV, or the Radio 690 ADV podcast. Don't forget, check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV. You can also email me at any time, 690ADV@gmail.com, and I will do my best to get back to you. It takes a little time sometimes. I get quite a few emails, but I will get to your email. And if for some odd reason I miss you, just reply back to what it is and I will get to you. Maybe I just missed it because it got a little buried into my email box, but I will get back to you. Anyway, like I said, thanks for stopping in. Weather's getting really nice out right now, so hopefully you're getting some ride time in and you're getting to enjoy yourself a little bit, because really that's what it's all about. It's about getting out and getting on your motorcycle, and not just getting on your motorcycle, tinkering with that bike too. But that brings me to today's topic, or what I'm going to talk about today. One more thing real quick. Hey, if you'd like to support or sponsor the channel, if you're listening to us on Anchor, don't forget, download the Anchor app, put it on your iPhone or on your Android device, and you can listen to us on there, but you can get us everywhere else too. Apple, Google, everywhere else. But if you'd like to sponsor the show, it really does help keep this stuff going. And every little bit helps a lot. I cannot tell you how much. Just click that little button, man. I don't care if you can help out just, you know, at the lowest amount. It's super awesome and it super helps the channel out, and it helps our podcasting as well for all this equipment that we have to buy to produce this stuff that we do. But anyway, today, and I'm talking about getting out and riding because that weather is changing, brings me to today. Moto adventure traveling, or maybe you're new to dual sporting or adventuring, and you're like, man, I've been kind of checking out the YouTube stuff, and I've been digging in, and man, I see these photos of these guys on their bikes, and they're camping. And I love to camp. I really do. I think that is the true way to adventure travel, is to camp actually in a tent. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Camping and doing that type of stuff, and what type of tent maybe you should think about if you're going to go on a moto adventure or an enduro adventure. It just depends on what you're wanting to do. Maybe you're going to do all dirt, no street involved. But I tell you what, there's so many different tents that are out there. And in all honesty, if you're going to get out and adventure travel, it's really your home away from home. I have about 10 tents, and I have about 6 of them. I wish that I could give back, but I can't because I bought them. But one way or another, they do serve their purpose, and I use them quite a bit. But that's the big thing. And when it comes down to moto adventuring and camping and doing the tent, the way that we do it is we basically get out, we basically pack all of our gear, and we like to camp almost always at a new waypoint every single night. And when we go on our trips, we usually do about anywhere from 12 to 14 days. And we're working on one right now. We're trying to get it set up. We know COVID messed everything up. And now that COVID's slowly starting to ease up a little bit, thank goodness, knock on wood, however you want to do that, you feel the mojo is good. But I will say this, with it loosening up a little bit, now you can really kind of dig in and start putting together your stuff. Because I get real excited. I don't know how you get. And if you're new to this stuff, it really should get you excited. Because if you're not excited, there's really no sense in doing it. And it's so much fun. Because I tell you what, you get to go through all your gear and your planning and where you want to go to. Are you going to the East Coast? Are you going to the West Coast? Are you going up north? Are you going to stay south? Do you want to see canyons? Do you want to see mountains? Do you want to see desert? I mean, God, there's so many options. National forests. I mean, there's just bukus of places that you can go to. So the question is, what do you want to go? And where you're going to go, really, in all honesty, especially if you're a new adventure rider or a dual sporter that wants to camp off of their motorcycle, you really need to kind of have that figured out before you select a tent. Now, there are three-season tents and there's four-season tents. What's really the difference between the two? And if you don't know, it's really not a big deal. A four-season tent is really, in all honesty, not a whole lot better than a four-season tent. It's just rated and it's a little bit more better equipped for all of the seasons. Summer, fall, spring, winter, yada, yada, yada. Whereas a three-season is really going to take care of you. The one thing about a three-season that you just want to take note to is extreme cold. That's the only thing. But you can do cold. I mean, I'm not going to say, you know, I wouldn't want to go in sub-zero temperatures in a three-season tent. But doing Colorado and Arizona and some of the northern territory, you know, in, say, September, you know, maybe some parts in October. I'm not going to say all parts of that, but you just want to pay attention. You know, I would say a three-season tent, definitely don't want to dip below much more under that 30-degree mark. You could probably get into the 20s and you'll probably be okay, but that's going to be a sleeping bag. We'll have a whole other podcast on sleeping bags and what to look out for and the different territories that maybe you want to go to and what you want to think about. But I have my setup for different areas, mountain, desert, canyon areas, which is kind of like desert, but not really, you know, and depending on how far north I'm going to go, that's really going to dictate what kind of tent I want to take on my deal. So now that you're thinking about maybe getting a tent, the thing that you want to look into is the area that you're going to go to, the time that you want to go to, and what kind of protection and what kind of room do you really want with that tent? Some people take two-man tents, one-man tents, bivvies, four-man tents. I mean, I've got a buddy of mine that goes straight up burrito. I'll explain what burrito means. He is extreme and he straight up loves it and he doesn't do it any other way. But the thing is how much room are you really going to need in that tent? And what kind of bike? And you got to understand, depending on how many persons of a tent that you're going to get will dictate usually the size of that tent. But you got to understand, smaller equates to one thing, not a lot of room. So keep that in mind. If you're thinking about maybe getting a one man or a bivvy, I've done it all the way around. And when you do one man's and bivvies, just plan on, if you're going to go really super light and tight, that you plan on maybe taking an extra tarp or something like that, so that way you can cover your gear and protect your gear from anything like a real quick rain shower that pops up out of nowhere or something like that. You just don't want your stuff getting completely saturated. Because you're not going to be able to put it inside of your tent. It's not going to happen. You know, you're not putting your boots in there. You're not doing all that type of stuff. You know, we're going to do some videos on packing and how to pack. Smart tips and tricks on how to, you know, get all your gear together. Not only that, on how to select gear to go out there if you're getting into this type of stuff. And don't forget, go to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV. And we have all sorts of videos on all sorts of stuff. And we're fixing to start, now that it's warming up, we're going to start cranking out some gear videos to really help a lot of you guys or new you know, riders that are out there to get you on track, to put you on the right direction. I'm not saying my gear is the best, but I may have something that falls in line with what you're thinking about. And maybe you can either buy the exact same thing. You can also pick that up in our store, any of the gear that I have that I'm going to basically talk about. But you might find something that's real close to it that you really like that just fits you a little bit better. So what size of a tent do you want to take? Just figure that out. Because if you take a 3-person tent because you want to sprawl all your gear out, keep in mind, more persons, bigger, the pack size is going to be bigger, it's going to be heavier, it's going to take longer to set up, it's going to take longer to tear down, it's going to do all that stuff. So keep that in mind on what you want to do. So once you've figured that out, then you've really got a lot of, you know, basically your home away from home narrowed down. For me, depending on what terrain I'm going to will dictate the type of tent that I want to take. And, you know, and how many days am I going to go too? Because if I'm going to go on a 14-day trip, I don't know if I really want to be just squishing into a bivy. Because bivvies are basically a sleeping bag, holder, and you slide into it, and what you see is what you get. They are a no-frills job. Now, a one-man tent, or a backpacking tent, most people like to say, are not a whole lot more than a bivy, I'll be quite honest with you. So you definitely want to understand, a one-man tent, basically, it gives you more overhead room. But when you slide into that tent, it's pretty much just you, and you might have a small vestibule. The vestibule is basically the little garage area in front that allows you to put just a little bit more stuff. Like you might be able to get your boots in there. You might be able to get a river bag, a small one, a little bit of firewood in case it gets damp that night. You get that fire going in the morning, but not a whole lot. And you're not getting much in that tent except for sleeping bag, mat, and your body. And maybe a blow-up pillow or something like that if you decide to take that. But just keep that in mind. But the payoff is super, super light. Doesn't weigh down. Because remember, everything that you take on your trip, you got to carry it with you unless you're willing to part ways with it in a dumpster. So keep that in mind. All that weight doesn't become a big factor on the highway if you're going to basically do some highway miles. But when you get off road, keep in mind that that weight will become an issue. You will notice it. You will feel it. You will know that it's back there. Now, I'm not trying to discourage you and tell you, hey, don't go get this tent because it's 2 pounds heavier than that tent. What I am saying is that everything that you carry can add up and it can make that bike a little bit squirrely when you get off road. That's all I'm saying. And that will come down to packing too. And like I said, we're going to have a video on that, on how to pack and how to distribute your weight to try to get it low and to get you to where your bike gets nice and tight so that it actually tracks off road a whole lot better. So if you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to be going on a trip with my buddies for 7 days, and I'm not willing to be a sardine. I'm going to go with a 2-man, or I'm going to go with a 3-man. I would never suggest a 4-man. I did it 1 year. It was a really bad idea. It took up a lot of room. It was really heavy. I took it on the right bike, though. I took it on my BMW. It supported it no problem, but man, I sure could feel that weight. So, you know, I would say somewhere between the bivy and maybe a 3-man at best. And if you are going to do a 3-man, do your best to find the lightest 3-man that you can possibly find. I would say try to stay under, you know, 8 pounds. If you can stay under 8 pounds, that just makes it really, really nice. Okay. I'm not going to say yay or nay, you know, either way. And like I said, if you can comment, put it down in the comment section and tell me what you use or what you don't use. But you definitely want to pay attention to its pack size. How big does it pack up? How much does it weigh? And how long will it be whenever you have it? Because the biggest problem that you'll have with tents are the tent poles. And I've never really understood that with tent poles. Why do they make the tent poles so big and so long when I know that they can, with the shock cord and everything, they can make those poles half the size, maybe add a few extra poles. And then, because they're going to bend regardless, but they don't. So the poles are going to be long. And some of those poles on average are going to be up to 18 inches long. So keep that in mind. There's no way to sit there and fold them or put them or stuff them or pack them or stack them or any of that type of stuff. So you got 18 inches and you got to be careful that you don't break one. Because if you do, guess what? You're going to have a limp tent. So keep that in mind. So when you're thinking, or maybe you have found your tent, okay, I totally suggest dialing it in, whether you buy it on Amazon, you go to an REI, go to a Bass Pro Shops, you go to a Cabela's, you know, eBay. I don't care where you get your tent from. There's no right or wrong on a tent. You know, you'll have some guys that just swear this is the best tent in the world. If you don't buy it, you're dumb. Here's the deal. Not everybody has a budget for those really expensive tents like Black Diamond and, you know, all those, you know, the Big Berthas and all that type of stuff that are out there. There's so many different types that are out there. And, you know, I've bought a lot of no-name tents that work fantastic. And I have buddies that just get jealous on the trip because they're super quick to set up and they're super easy and they handle all of the conditions, no problem. So don't listen to what everybody else tells you. Biggest thing is when you're looking at that tent and you're wanting to purchase it and you're like, well, I've got a budget of, you know, $100. And that's the other thing too. Where's your budget? Where does it fit into? How much money do you have for your gear? Because it adds up quickly. Trust me, I have tubs and tubs and tubs of gear. So find the tent, get your budget. Once you find that tent that you like, whether it be on Amazon, whatever, scroll down, go through the descriptions, all that stuff, and make sure you look at don't look at the actual size when it's put together. Look at the pack size. They will always put a pack size on there. That pack size is going to say like 18.25 by 3 by 5. And what you want to do is, okay, well, it's 18 inches long. It's 5 inches around, you know, yada, yada, yada. And then you take that and you go to that motorcycle and get you a tape measure and start pulling it out by the length. The biggest thing is the length, not so much how big or round it is, but that length, and find out, where am I going to put it? Where can I put that? Where can I put this tent? This is my home. Okay. This is my house while I am off traveling, getting out, getting dirty, getting mucky with my buddies. So, you know, you may go up there and you look at a tent and it's like, okay, well, it's 18 by 12 by whatever. And you go out there and you're like, oh my God, this tent is huge. Cause you don't realize how big that tent is until you get out on that bike. And when you get on that bike, you will notice that that thing is bigger than what it looks like in that photo, whether it be on Amazon or eBay or whatever. So that being said, just make sure that you go and kind of dial it in around your bike and get the tent based on your bike. If you have a big adventure bike, like say a GS 1200, a KTM 1200, or a Tiger 800, a BMW 800, you know, a KLR 650 or whatever. Some of those bigger bikes with the panniers and the boxes, and you may be sticking to a lot of road travel, but yet you're going to be going like, say, Valley of the Gods or Monument Valley, or you might be going through some of these really nice little towns in Colorado like Ouray, or you might be going through Silverton or Crested Butte. There's so many places you could go to, but yet you're only going to be traveling on the dirt roads just off enough that those bigger bikes, you're not going to be getting too crazy. You can haul that big stuff. So maybe you might want to take a nice size tent, like a 3-man or something like that. But those bigger bikes handle it much, much better. But just keep in mind, the weight is the biggest factor. Pack size is another big factor. Just pay attention to those two things right there. You know, and the latest and the greatest is not always the best. And like I said, if you need any help or anything like that, you know, on choosing a tent or something like that, or maybe you're going somewhere, man, hit me up. 690ADV@gmail.com. And man, I'll do my best to put you on the right tent, you know, or at least help you out. Or maybe you found a tent and you want to share it with me and ask me what I think about it. Man, I'll be more than happy to tell you what I think about it, because I don't think there's totally a really horrible choice. I just think that, you know, some people buy something based off because it looks super cool, but they don't really do the research. They don't really dig in enough to find out or make sure that it's really going to work for what they want to do. And maybe they get it, they spent that money and they got it, and it's like, man, it's really nice. I paid a little bit for it, but God, it sure is a little bit big. And I really wish I'd have done a little bit more research, because trust me, I've learned from past mistakes that, you know, I've done the math, I've done everything, and I got it. And sometimes the pack size really looks a whole lot bigger in person than it does by taking a tape measure and putting that all together. So with that being said, I just say, take your time. There's no rush on this type of stuff. Weather's getting fantastic, and maybe you're wanting to get out and do a little adventure riding and doing some camping and stuff like that, because that really is amazing if you've never done it. It is super, super awesome. That's a good way to see the countryside and really appreciate a lot of things that you have in your life by roughing it just a little bit. Anyway, hey, I'm Joe, Radio 690 ADV. Thanks so much, man. And I appreciate you for stopping in. And don't forget, if you want to help support the channel, a little donation here and there is fantastic for us. Don't forget our Amazon, you know, our affiliate store, amazon.com/shop/690ADV, and our YouTube channel, youtube.com/690ADV. We've got hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of videos and more coming. We're not going anywhere anytime soon. We're just cranking them out as best we can and trying to give you the best information that we can. But you know what? Get out, be safe. And if you're just listening to this, don't forget, subscribe to our stuff and make sure that you are part of the 690 ADV. And we're sure to appreciate you. And get out, ride, find some little adventure time. With that being said, 690 out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.